Now let's get to other news in the Puget Sound area right now. The Seattle City Council has voted to release $2 million in funding for police body cameras. The intention is to have nearly every Seattle officer equipped with a camera by the end of this year. Now, as you know, a lot of people think police body cams are great. They're going to lead to more accountability from officers. Well, the ACLU and other groups have some serious concerns. City reporter David Croman at Crosscut says one of the biggest issues is officers will be able to decide when to turn these body cameras on and off.
There is this certain amount of gray area, and that's where people are getting really worried right now. Is, you know, one of the big complaints from some of the advocacy groups is that the policy as it's written right now requires officers to turn their cameras on when they're interviewing witnesses or victims or confidential informants, which opens up a lot of issues for protecting those people's privacy. You know, people can sort of request to not be filmed under the policy as it's written right now, but it's unclear whether or not the community will actually understand that they have that right to request. And so unlike the preference of groups like the ACLU of having the cameras on all the time, most of the decision-making in this process is going to be sort of left to the officers.
Are groups like the ACLU saying they suspect that Seattle officers are just going to switch their camera off whenever they want to hide their actions from the public?
That's the worry, for sure. And
what's the city doing about that concern?
So the check to that concern, which is real, and I don't think anyone denies that that's a possibility, the check to that is the sort of standard disciplinary process. Seattle police officers right now have cameras on the dashboard of all of their vehicles, and that has a whole sort of suite of policies around it and sort of the levels of punishment that happen for an officer if they don't turn that on. So that should, in theory, be the check. You know, it's unclear whether the stakes of that discipline is high enough to definitely deter all officers from wanting to turn their cameras off in uncomfortable situations.
Another thing that some groups don't like about the Seattle Police plan is that officers, in some cases, get to review the footage before the public sees it. Is that right? Tell me about that.
This is a really interesting piece, and it was in Portland. It actually was the subject of pretty widespread protests. We haven't seen that in Seattle. But so right now, except in sort of the most high-level uses of force, so deadly force, except in those cases, officers are allowed to view their footage from their body cameras before they write their police reports. The worry here is sort of twofold. One, that, you know, if for accountability purposes, you're sort of trying to, quote, you know, catch the bad cops or whatever, this will sort of, the fear is, immunize them from being caught in a lie. They can sort of write their report based on what they see in their footage and what they know other people will see, rather than based on sort of what they imagine to be happening at the time.
Yeah, wouldn't you want them to check their memory when they're writing a report with, they can look at the camera and write the report more accurately, right?
Yeah, and that's an argument in favor of allowing them to do that. And yeah. I think that's why it made it through.
But the concern is?
The concern is that if there are, you know, sort of serial liars or something in the police department, those people aren't going to necessarily be outed because they have this opportunity to write their reports based on that. But I think more importantly than that is the worry that if an officer makes a traffic stop, for example, of a, you know, young African-American man, and the circumstances surrounding that stop were questionable, the worry is that the officer, if they view their footage, can sort of find reasons to have stopped that person. So maybe they didn't notice at the time that the person didn't signal to turn right a few blocks before, but as they watch their footage, they see that, oh, he forgot to do a right-hand signal three blocks before I stopped him, so that's why I stopped him.
Or theoretically even see what they could get away with, what's not really clear on the video. So, okay.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, again, that's a kind of conspiracy theory, but that's a real concern.
Yeah, exactly. And I think most of the parties involved in crafting this party or in this policy will admit that they don't know how realistic all of these concerns actually are, because body cameras are pretty new. But I think what we're seeing is this sort of desperate attempt to get this policy exactly right before it's actually rolled out. And, you know, some people are just giving more credence to some concerns than others.
How sold is the Seattle City Council on the police department's plan?
Well, they voted 6-2 yesterday to approve funding to buy cameras for all officers, so they're moving forward. I think some council members, especially council members Tim Burgess and Bruce Harrell. Tim Burgess used to be a former police officer. He's heavily involved in crafting police policy. I think he especially seems like he's in a good place with where the policy's at. I think council members like Lorena Gonzalez feel like it's moving in the right direction. She voted in favor of lifting of funding the cameras, but is probably more likely to want to get to sort of tweak the policy as they go. And then Councilmember Shama Sawant and Mike O'Brien, who voted against it, are clearly more on the sides of the advocates, who feel like the policy as it's written right now does not do enough to hold police officers accountable.
So we have Seattle City Council members, some of whom trust the police, relatively speaking, some who really think they're getting too much leeway, and then some others saying, well, here we go. We're going to use body cams and see how all this plays out, and we can tweak.
Mm-hmm. I think the sort of major philosophical divide is, should the body cameras be used exclusively to hold police officers accountable, or should it be used for some combination of police accountability, but also to aid the police? Give them an opportunity to show that their actions were in fact justified. I think the sort of quote more left-leaning council members would like to see a policy that's written more specifically to hold police officers accountable, and they feel like this current policy doesn't do that.
Is the Trump administration policies on undocumented immigrants, is that starting to come into a play here? Like, what if police see an undocumented person in the background?
Yeah, that's the big specter that's hanging over this since the election. Privacy advocates are really worried that in approving this body camera policy, we are sort of de facto creating a large database of footage of people that the federal government could come in, run facial recognition software. So software that could sort of pull out faces from that footage and identify who they are, and then in theory use that footage to come into a place like Seattle and crack down on an undocumented immigrant who may or may not have actually been the subject of that recording.
What are you going to be watching most closely?
Well, I think for the start, I'm going to be watching how well the Seattle Police Department handles all of this information. I mean, one of the biggest challenges is that it's just so much information. Literally a terabyte of information will come in. And public disclosure laws, as they're written right now, will require the police department to sort of go through all that footage, if I request it, and blot out certain aspects of it. So if it films a child in the background, that footage should not be open to the public. The police department is going to have to go through and actually blur that child's face out. It will just be really interesting to me to see if the Seattle Police Department is prepared enough to handle all of this information as it comes in.
Are you going to be making massive public information requests to the city of Seattle?
There are people who like to do that just to sort of push the buttons of the Seattle Police Department. I am not one of those people. But if there is an incident that I hear about where there's a little debate over what exactly happened, absolutely, I'm going to put in a public disclosure request. And they already have issues with fulfilling those requests based on paper reports. So it will be really interesting to see if they can actually realistically handle going through this much video.
David Croman, a city reporter, maybe a public information request filer for Crosscut. The Seattle City Council's voted to release the money to buy police body cameras with the idea of having almost every officer equipped with a camera by the end of this year.